This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 11th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Evangelical pastors and leaders in Hong Kong wrote an open letter, signed by over 3,000 Christians, in the face of Communist China's legislative takeover of the region. After describing China's new law as, quote, depriving Hong Kong of freedom and human rights, end quote, the letter affirms the lordship of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel of the kingdom. Pastors then repented for being silent during government persecution of the church and stated that God's word, not the government, has authority over the church. Despite Hong Kong's uncertain times, the letter ends with the hope that, quote, history will once again demonstrate that only Christ possesses the ultimate power to abolish and raise up kings and states. Acts 5, verse 29 says, we ought to obey God rather than men. Evangelicals now make up the largest religious group in El Salvador at 44%, according to research by CID Gallup. The study found that 38% of Salvadorians identify as Roman Catholic, a 17% drop in just one generation. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a brief with the Supreme Court this month, siding with a foster care agency in an important religious liberty case. The case began in 2018 when the city of Philadelphia terminated its contract with the adoption agency Catholic Social Services over its refusal on religious grounds to put children in homes of homosexual couples. The DOJ said Philadelphia's actions reflect, quote, unconstitutional hostility toward the religious beliefs of Catholic Social Services, end quote. During a news conference at the Justice Department last week, Attorney General William Barr said there have been extremist and even foreign influences behind the violence of the riots following the death of George Floyd.
While many have peacefully expressed their anger and grief, others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness. We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity.
Barr also said the Justice Department would do its part to ensure every American has equal protection under the law.
I believe that police chiefs and law enforcement officials and leaders around the country are committed to ensuring that racism plays no part in law enforcement and that everyone receives equal protection of the laws.
James 1, verses 19 and 20 says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. President Donald Trump issued a strong warning over Twitter last week, and he said it in all caps, quote, you don't burn churches in America, end quote. The statement comes after Trump visited St. John's Episcopal Church across the street from the White House, which had just been vandalized and burned by rioters. Following Tuesday's primaries, former Vice President Joe Biden officially won the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden now faces off against President Trump for the November presidential election. Biden supports codifying the pro-abortion Roe v. Wade decision into federal law and restoring federal funding to abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The Democratic presidential candidate also promotes a plan to support and advance the homosexual community at the expense of religious liberty. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. A new Pew Research study found that 52% of Democratic voters identify as Christians, down from 73% in 2008. Meanwhile, the number of Democratic voters who are religiously unaffiliated has nearly doubled from 18% to 38% over this period. In God's providence, New York City reported no new deaths from the coronavirus last Wednesday, a first since March 12th, and a big turning point for the city that was once at the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global coronavirus cases have exceeded 7 million, with over 400,000 deaths and 3.7 million recoveries. As you know, I've been inviting your feedback about our newscast. What do you like about it? What makes it different? How and when do you listen to it? Send your email to adam@theworldview.com and include your city and state. Joshua Klingman in Marionville, Missouri, wrote to say, quote, "I'm the oldest of my mother's six children, and every morning we have devotions. However, before we read our Bibles or devotional material, we turn on the worldview in 5 minutes. It's so nice to be able to have a quick daily update on events happening in the world, including learning about the tragic persecution of Christians and the good side of the Trump administration. Thank you for the gift of the worldview in 5 minutes. May God bless the work you do keeping Christians informed." End quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by June 31st to keep the worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $30,000 by tomorrow, June 12th. Listeners have already pledged $25,944. Our thanks to our new donors, including Paul in Pineville, Louisiana, who gave $20, and Aaron in Sanger, Texas, who gave $30. We're grateful for TJ in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Emmanuel in Hanahan, South Carolina, both of whom gave $100. And praise God for the generosity of William in Ocala, Florida, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. Renee in Pulaski, Pennsylvania, who gave $325. And Joseph in Tunnel Hill, Georgia, who gave $400. Those seven donors gave $1,275. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $27,219. We are now just $2,781 away from hitting our second week's goal of $30,000 by tomorrow, Friday, June 12th. I need to find five listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another three listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. We are so close to reaching the halfway mark of $30,000 by tomorrow. Can you help? Please go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.